We hear in today's gospel the military leader's love, faith, humility, and concern not only to his own family, but also to his servant. This is so strange in a military culture, but it shows his deep anxiety for his servant. He asked humbly Jesus, "Lord, my servant is lying at home, paralyzed, in terrible distress," which inspired Jesus to respond, "I will come and cure him." Their exchange of communication speaks Jesus' concern, love, and willingness to be of help that goes beyond color, race, or status in life. The willingness of Jesus coming to the centurion house gives us another point of reflection. Recognizing Jesus' authority and the unworthiness of Jesus' presence in the centurion's house. The centurion said, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only speak the word, and my servant will be healed." These words of the centurion is very familiar with us. This is the same words that we utter before sharing and communion. The same words acknowledging our unworthiness in his presence, our humility and faith in him. So my brothers and sisters, the centurion understood authority and he had faith that the power of Jesus' command would heal his servant even from a distance. Jesus was amazed by this Gentile's faith. It was in sharp contrast to his own people's stubborn refusal to believe in him. The officer's servant was healed by Jesus, the true servant of God. So how do we deal with our own request to Jesus? Are we trusting him and giving all our hope in him? So let us pray that we may have that kind of faith like the centurion, humble, recognizing God's authority, and trust that everything is in God's hands. Amen.